Well, we should get started, shouldn't we?
Yeah, well, let's crank it up. Let's turn it on. Let's get into it. So as you know, this is Dennis Cooney, and my guest of the day is Ron Cusson from Florida. And what's the weather like down there?
Today it's beautiful and sunny. Last week it was raining cats and dogs most of the week.
So you got more cats and more dogs. Okay, cool. And today we've got several topics for the call. And just a bit of housekeeping before we get started. Just because I'm just potting around making a cup of tea at the moment, and so I can't mute myself because I'm the conference call convener. And Ron's going to do a question time, but first Ron's going to do a relate about what he does and his background and who he is in the real world and the results, particularly, that his products and bits and pieces get with people, which is the real reason why we're even on this call anyway, because most of us are results-oriented people. We'll just get right onto it. Okay. So, Ron, why don't you just quickly announce what the raffle prizes are and what they're good for, and we'll just consider this a promo spot for a moment, yeah? And what I'd like to do is to welcome Ron Cusson onto the call, and I know you guys are going to have a great time because when I was picking Ron's brains about what to talk about, he's got so many things to talk about, we had to edit it down to a few. So, Ron, welcome yourself onto the call, buddy.
Thank you, Dennis. I'm 69 years old, and I'm a retired nuclear physicist. I used to build bombs for Uncle Sam, and I retired from that business 10 years ago at age 59 and a half, and started the job of healing myself. I was pretty much dying by then, and I didn't believe in the medical community, so I kind of chugged along on my own until I discovered Barry Carter a few years ago, I guess 2 or 3 years ago now, and then the thing started growing exponentially. So that's the introduction. The prizes. A first prize, which is going to be 3 bottles of liquefied barley grass and 1 bottle of green ionic minerals. A second prize of 2 bottles of liquefied barley grass and 1 bottle of green ionic minerals. And a third prize of liquefied barley grass and 1 bottle of green ionic mineral. Now, as to what these 2 products do, the liquefied barley grass and the green ionic minerals, if I may, I would like to talk about that when we start talking about product results, things you get.
Okay, cool.
And then after that, there is another section which may happen before the free room closes. We'll see. We'll talk about Ormus Legend, and there's several very interesting topics in there. And then lastly, there might not be any time for that, we'll talk about Ormus Theory and all sorts of things happening in the world of chemistry and physics and biochemistry that relate to Ormus. All right, shall I get started to talk about results with products?
Sure, just a second though. Barry, if you're having trouble recording the call in the benefactor's room, we could always let the free room just run to the end of the call, eh?
Yes.
So just fine, excellent, fabulous. Get right into it, man.
All right.
You're on.
So I have basically 4 different products to talk about the results, and the first product that I would like to tell you about is the liquefied barley grass and some of the results that people have been getting with it. The first result I want to mention is that a friend of mine who's a 60-year-old lady with a lifetime of chemical sensitivities and allergies has now found at least 80% and possibly 90% improvement in her allergies and sensitivities from using the liquefied barley grass for about 4 months. Now, what she does is she takes around 1 tablespoon per day of liquefied barley grass. That's, I consider, a very large dose. And to explain a little bit what that is, I need to tell you how it's made. We start with organic barley grass seed, and then we grow the barley grass hydroponically. And we use a technology which we call the agricultural Volixer technology. And that technology implies putting some organic fertilizers in the feeding water and putting all the ormus there. And in particular, the most appropriate ormus we have found to use there is called Seekly, is produced by Arthur Siegler and can be purchased on the web for a very reasonable price. I'll explain later what's so astounding about the sea crop and how it helps us with the liquefied barley grass. So we grow the barley grass, and then afterwards we do not dry it. What we do is we use a process we call the Volixer raw food processing technology. And this is a process whereby we can break the cell walls of the grass, fill the nutrients that are inside those cells, and remember that these cells are stem cells. That means cells that are able to reproduce themselves. So these nutrients are now in the liquid, and they are very sensitive. So if we were to dry the grass, many of these nutrients would be damaged. But, of course, we have to preserve that liquid. So what we do is we coat these nutrients with the hexagonal water clusters with plenty of ormus, we bottle that. If you keep the product refrigerated, it's good for quite a while, almost a year. But if you try to ship it, it gets very hot in the trucks. So we have to ship it frozen. And so far, we haven't found a way to get the product into other countries because all the other countries have a very heavy-duty customs regulations. And unless you hire a customs broker, which is very expensive, you can't get it in there in 2 days. And cold packs do not last more than 2 days. But we can ship the product in the United States, in the lower 48, actually. This lady then is now swearing by the product because her chemical sensitivity and allergies are just about gone. Here's another story having to do with the liquefied barley grass. There's a 50-year-old man, 6'3", a very strong athlete, who was taking a 2-week intensive set of lectures here in Orlando. And he was getting buried, you know, too much material to absorb too fast, just not able to keep track and stay productive. So I said to him, "You are a very strong man. Here's a bottle. Drink the whole bottle." So he chug-a-logged a 4-ounce bottle of liquefied barley grass at lunchtime and then proceeded to stay up for 3 days, reviewing his notes and catching up with his coursework and feeling just fine with it.
Wow.
We think... I have to remind you that this man is already a very substantial ormus user, has been using a lot of white powder gold, and there is a substantial amounts of white powder gold in the liquefied barley grass. So this responds to the intention very well. We'll talk about that later in the call. All right, let me give you a third story connected with liquefied barley grass. This is my own. I'm 69, and I used to wear a triple focal glasses 6 years ago, from the age of 40 to the age of 63, for 23 years. I was wearing these triple focal glasses. No accommodation, none, zero. So I started on liquefied barley grass about 7 months ago. And last week, I went to the Florida Department of Motor Vehicle to have the corrective lens restriction lifted from my driver license.
Wow.
And I passed the test for night driving.
Yeah,
I know. And again, we'll discuss that in terms of decalcification and calcium buildup in the eye muscle a little bit later.
Are you not using any glasses at all? Or?
No, I have recovered the accommodation.
Wow.
I mean, I can see up close and I can see far away.
Oh, wow.
My vision is better than it was for me at the age of 12 years old.
Wow.
I know. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't experienced it myself. This happens in the context of calcification of the physiology, calcification of the soft muscles, soft muscles, soft tissues, which happens because of lifelong, chronic, almost genetic magnesium deficiencies in the Western diet. So the day we're born, we are magnesium deficient. And it's a very old story that 1,000 years ago, newborn would be fed by mother's milk. And when mothers ate food that was grown on mineral-rich soil, the mother's milk would be almost 50-50 calcium and magnesium.
Okay.
And nowadays, if you test mother's milk, it's less than five times less magnesium than it could be. And so newborns don't get any magnesium. The kind of magnesium that you could find in mother's milk is astronomically expensive if you try to purchase it and add it to a cow's milk or mother's milk. So it's not a realistic thing to do.
Question, Ron. What was the dosage you were taking?
I've been purposely limiting the dosage to one tablespoon per day. Now, that's a four-ounce bottle, so the bottle lasts a little over a week. But since I make it, I can certainly afford to consume four bottles a month.
Yeah,
indeed, I am looking for ways to stop having to make it myself. It's just too time-consuming. So looking for industrial production technology that still honors the organic and green technology that we use. But, you know, all in good time.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you use a wheatgrass mill on it? Can you grow barley grass yourself and use a wheatgrass mill?
No, that's an excellent question. You can imagine that we tried it. And here's the results we got. We put special effort to strengthen the roots of the barley grass. And the reason we do that is because we process the whole grass, the roots and the stem. And that's because there are nutrients in the roots which are just as good as the nutrients in all root crops. And those roots are so strong. Basically, there's silica in the roots. And we want the silica. The silica, turns out, is a very, very good product to strengthen the bones. So the most wheatgrass meal absolutely will not touch those roots. So what we do instead, and I don't mind telling you, is we have these commercial, high-duty, industrial-strength meat grinders. And then the first step we do as the wheat barley grass comes out of the hydroponic chamber is we put it through a meat grinder that has a very fine clay, so that all the grass gets hashed up into little pieces that are about 1 millimeter long. And then it gets processed further in the raw food processing technology system. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
All right.
What I didn't get from your answer, Ron, is what do you do that strengthens the roots of the barley grass? Because you made reference to that.
Right. The most obvious thing is to use a mixture of potassium silicate and sodium silicate, an organic mixture. And if you can believe it, there are now some organic hydroponic companies in the United States that are starting to understand these things, and they are supplying me with those solutions to strengthen the roots. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's perfect. You know, I know how valuable barley grass is because about 25 years ago, I introduced a Japanese dried barley grass juice to the Australian marketplace, which is probably available still in the U.S., called Green Magma. It was like the original pioneer of dried barley grass in a powder, sort of like green instant coffee. And it was pretty potent stuff and very leading edge at the time. And so I just know what a rich source of nutrients that barley grass is. And I can imagine that you strengthen it with that stuff that you just mentioned. Plus, you said you use C-crop to grow it. Must make it pretty potent, strong stuff.
It's very, very potent. So let me give you a couple of more stories about the barley grass, and then we can move on to another product. Yes?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Recently, we were at a testing program for the liquefied barley grass, and we said yes to two of those, three. The first program that we said yes to is there's a group of people who measure the intensity of brain waves in people in response to nutrition. And we're getting the report now that by feeding the liquefied barley grass to test subjects over a period of about a month or two, that intensity of their brain waves is very substantially enhanced. Now, we were delighted to hear of that confirmation of the intention that we had when we started the liquefied barley grass. When we do the final processing, we add some flavoring to the barley grass because it just tastes awful. In fact, we don't call it liquefied barley grass anymore. We call it wild-crafted grass juice, meaning the word barley. The idea is that there's a little bit of organic honey, raw organic honey in there. And what that does is first it improves the flavor, and it also has some organic lemon flavor and organic ginger flavor. But it also carries the nutrients past the blood-brain barrier. And these nutrients are obviously very rich in ormus, so it adds to the ormus potency of the brain. And we've always suspected that this would have some bearing on the intensity of the brain waves, and we now have laboratory confirmation of that. I will talk about that in a different context with intention later on. All right, the last stories that I would like to mention with this particular product is there are people who use bioenergetic testing machines. They're little computers that measure various parameters. And they use this to derive a number for the nutritional value of a product. And two of those independent groups have reported to us that in doing their bioenergetic tests, the liquefied barley grass showed up as being twice as nutritious as anything they had ever tested anywhere ever since they started testing. Now, you could say, well, this is not a very a scientific test because bioenergetics is not recognized too well by the scientific community. But let me put it this way, folks. Works for me.
Yeah.
Other questions or comments about that product before we go on to the next one?
Well, I just...
Yes, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I'm actually one of the researchers on the Brainwaves project.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to give you away. I should have, should I?
No, but I just wanted to share a couple of other facts from the experience, is that actually the Brainwaves did, within 30 minutes, achieve significant alpha change. I mean, certainly over the months it does, but even within that amount of time. Also, the researcher who was doing this research had actually done another product, I won't mention their name, that is a gold product that barely, he just didn't really feel any or didn't see any difference on, you know, the research. So he was familiar with, he's been doing this research for 25 years, so he's familiar with what's significant and what isn't to read that. The other interesting thing that he found, for those of you who are into hemi-sync and balancing the brain, was that people whose would shift dramatically. So if somebody was more right-brained after they took the product, their left brain became significantly high. Or if they were left-brained, their right brain. And, of course, the only theory, and those of us on the call could probably figure it out, you know, better than I would, but our theory was that it's balancing the brain. So that was within the, you know, the initial study was, and that happened within 2 hours. So we did 30 minutes, and then we came back and did 2 hours, and then, of course, continuing to research longer term the brain waves. But I thought, and the researcher thought, that that was very impressive to get that much brain activity that quickly. Now, we didn't do other products at that time because Ron was very generous in supplying the product and those kinds of things. So, you know, maybe other products do that too. Who knows? But I just wanted to kind of give a little bit more information since you were here and to expand on what you said. So I hope that was helpful.
Thank you. Yes, I liked it very much. Thank you for expanding further.
Okay. So that was really all. It's not really a question, but, you know, maybe others do know if other products do that balancing of the brain, if they have seen that or felt that. So
it's been measured with other products.
Okay.
So this is John here. Hello, Ron.
Hello, John. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Just a quick question. Are you going to put this up on your website, or what's going on with that?
It is our intention to redo the website from top to bottom.
Right.
So, yeah, that's going to show up on the website with permission,
right,
of course, from the Maryland's group.
Right.
Excuse me,
wonderful.
What is your
Thank
web
you.
Address?
Restoring.com. Restoring nature, one word, RESTORING. T-U-R-E, restoringnature.com.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, I have a question. It's Arlene.
Yes. Who's asking this question?
Arlene.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead,
is it okay
Arlene.
To speak?
Please do.
I'm having a difficult time hearing everybody today, sorry. when I was in college, they were growing butterhead lettuce hydroponically, and they had it in a greenhouse that was made out of clear plastic. And what they did was they lowered, they actually hired the level of CO2 in that area, and they found that the lettuce really grew much more quickly. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. You cannot try to accelerate the growth using CO2. We are essentially redesigning the hydroponic growing setup so as to make it easier to work with and less labor intensive. Adding CO2 is very definitely one of the parameters that we want to be able to adjust.
Okay, great.
Hi. Could I ask a question, please?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Carol. Actually, I have two questions, one of which was, you had mentioned that you had tested this product on someone who had chemical sensitivity and fear allergies. Have you done any other type of testing in relationship to chronic health conditions?
Yeah. If people have severe chronic health, like we've given some of that liquefied barley grass to people who have been told that they have stage 4 cancer of the breast metastasized all over their body. And I am sorry to say that it didn't make any difference. And my personal assessment is that there comes a time when, in an acute condition, there comes a time when the digestive system simply gives up, packs up, and goes home. And at that point, it doesn't much matter what you people do to eat and drink. So you could say, well, are we going to abandon those people? So, you know, your question was very, very appropriate. And my personal desire is to someday take this liquefied barley grass and do what's called microfiltration. This means that put it through a filter where the pores of the filter are smaller than the smallest bacteria that would be dangerous. And then inject that thing intravenously. Feed the patient directly. Everybody that's ever done that with Ormus, for example, there are people who inject high Ormus seawater intravenously. And there are some fabulous results obtained from that. So my guess is that that's what it would take. It's a multi-million dollar enterprise. And in the current atmosphere of doubt and lack of confidence in this country, this is not something that could be done in the United States. One would have to go abroad, maybe Canada, maybe Mexico. But yeah, it's a very valuable thing to keep in mind. Does that make sense?
Could I just ask one more, if it's possible?
Go ahead.
Are you going to discuss your comment about calcium?
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, Dennis, if we're going to be keeping the free room till the end of the call, does that mean that I can come back to the calcium discussion later, or do you want me to get into that now?
Sure. If you want to, what's the next on your agenda?
Okay, the next on my agenda is the green ionic mineral, and the calcium discussion was going to be at the end of that one.
Okay, so the green ionic mineral is really an extension of the barley grass and almonds, isn't it?
Absolutely, it sure is, with a slightly different emphasis. So let me talk about the green ionic mineral for a few minutes, and then we'll get to the calcium. All right. The green ionic mineral is a mixture of sea vegetables and sea crop that has been activated using the now is the time to talk about what sea crop is without of course the process by which it's made, because that's proprietary, and the people who produce it deserve to make income out of that. First, to remember what seawater is. Seawater, all the minerals in seawater is about 3.5% of seawater. And of those 3.5%, about quarters of that sodium chloride. And of the 25% that's left over, about 23% is magnesium chloride. And then the last 2% is everything else in the creation, every known element. Now, what Seacroft does is that it's found a way to remove the sodium chloride from seawater without heating it and without removing anything else. That's quite an accomplishment. And we're very fortunate to have that product. In particular, the people who produce Seacroft do their very best, collect seawater from those regions of the Pacific Ocean where there are many carbon products that are the effluents of the plankton beds, phytoplanktons and marine phytoplanktons and marine zooplankton. So all these beings have the ability to exclude sodium, but they are very, very willing to receive magnesium. So all the carbon-bearing compounds end up being very complex magnesium-bearing compounds. So what it turns out is that if you want to remove the soft tissue calcification, which is the number one disease of humanity at this point, number one chronic disease. And here I'm recommending a book called The Magnesium Factor by M.S. Seelig and A. Rozanoff, two brilliant scientists who have explained how essential it is to have magnesium, and second, how essential to have complex Seacroft you have.
Is that biologically complex magnesium that you're talking about?
You bet. Chelated magnesium.
Yep.
And that hundreds of different kinds of chelated magnesium. And not only chelated magnesium, but there is a very high suspicion that inside of the cage where the magnesium is chelated, there's also some Ormus rare earth element hiding in there, so that when the cage opens and the magnesium ion comes out, the Ormus goes with it, and it's the combination of the Ormus and the magnesium that does all the work, which is that of removing the calcium from the soft tissue. Now, you could say, well, gee, isn't the answer then to remove magnesium or calcium from the diet? And unfortunately, that's not the answer, because the bones will supply the calcium to go in the soft tissue if there's not enough calcium in the diet. So if you remove the calcium from the diet, what you do is you just create osteoporosis. If you add calcium to the diet but no magnesium, you not only calcify the bones, but you also calcify all the soft tissue. So it's a no-win situation, unless you are able to supply complex magnesium and plenty of Ormus to go with it. Now, there's two or three ways to do that. One is called the wet method Ormus production, where you use lye to manufacture the hydroxide. And most of the hydroxides are insoluble, so you collect this white powder, which is magnesium hydroxide plus lots of Ormus hydroxides of various kinds. And that's fine, but it's not soluble. So what some people do is they use hydrochloric acid to redissolve it and transforms it back to the chloride version. And that is also fine, but you lose a lot of the carbon-bearing molecules that were in the original seawater, because most of the seawater is rejected when you make Ormus that. Whereas in the Seacroft way, you obtain the chloride directly, and you never lose any of the carbon-bearing compounds, which is in the end why Seacroft ends up being such a superior fertilizer. Now, talk about the green ionic mineral. The green ionic mineral is a mixture of Seacroft, which is magnesium chloride and all the other chlorides, and some sea vegetables. And what happens is that when that goes through the stomach, the magnesium chloride, which is water-soluble, so are all the other ormus, and the hydrochloric acid that's in the stomach will digest the sea vegetable and combine the complex proteins in the sea vegetable with the magnesium to form chelated magnesium, provided that the digestive system is in reasonably good shape. And if it's not, we tell people to take plenty of digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid tabs. So let me tell you a couple of healing stories around that. Personally, at the age of 69, I have had for since the age of 14 about tuberculosis, the healing of which was calcification of all the little bones in my right ankle. So I called it my woodsman. By the time I was 20, it was healed, which meant that the ankle joint was solidly frozen, no motion, not zero. However, since taking ionic minerals like that for a couple of years, the flexibility is returning to that joint. The calcium deposits in the joint are being removed and recovering the flexibility, and now I have maybe 60% flexibility in that ankle joint. So, it's a very beautiful thing, and I'm delighted it's happening. And so, well, let's see if somebody else can talk about it. So, I gave a substantial quantity here of Mary Pettit, who had gotten involved in an accident. And she, as a result of the accident, she had three or four broken discs in her spine, a couple down close to the waist and a couple in the neck region. So she went to see the doctor. The doctor says that you need emergency surgery. And, I mean, she was in a trouble. So we put her on Volix and water, which I'll talk about later on, and we can on green ionic mineral, and been on that bridge, and she now has, she describes as 95% recovery. She is back to doing her very substantial exercise program. Yeah, she's, oh, she, you know, she's a convert. She said, hey, do you have a new product for me to fire on? So, it was a very, very, you know, one problem that we all have, and if there are some MDs listening, they know what I mean. It's called a patient compliance. You explain to a person how to use the product, and then they'll use it for a week, and then they start forgetting, and after 2 or 3 months, they don't use it. And then a couple of months later, you hear from them, and it says, well, it didn't work. And I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. How much of it did you use? Well, you know, I was very faithful for the first week, and I wasn't seeing any results, so I kind of let it slip. So, yeah, things do not happen fast. The process of removing calcium from the soft tissue is censored, if I could put it that way, by the liver. And the liver has a response time of 3 or 4 months. So if the calcified tissue happens to be the liver, you know, calcified liver, doctors know that half the people who are investigating an autopsy have got very hard livers that are almost 50% calcified or more. So you've got to remove the calcification from the liver. And that takes 3 or 4 months, at least. And then you begin to get to work on the...
Would that work on arthritis calcium nodules, like that you see on people's hands?
Yeah. Yes, it would. And basically, it's not enough. What I tell people, if you want to work on arthritis calcium nodules, what I tell them to do is to go buy a gallon of sea crop from Arthur Siegler at seacrop.com, and then make some smoothies, preferably using a little bit of liquefied barley grass and some green ionic minerals, and then ramp up the production, the inclusion process. Remember that the recommended daily allowance for magnesium is around 400 milligrams per day. And if you are in a hurry to remove those nodules, you want to ramp up your consumption of sea crop to 4,000 milligrams, 10 times the recommended daily allowance. It takes some getting used to because it's an incredible laxative.
I'm staying home.
But hey, after all, you are willing to get used to it, and your body will get used to it. And then, give it a year. And then, I have two more products that I would like to talk about, but I'm not in charge of deciding that.
Well, why don't we just take a quick break, and I'll announce the winners of your raffle.
Barry, the URL to the internet site?
C-crop.com.
Say that again?
C-S-E-A-C-R-O-P.com.
C-O-P?
C-R-O-P.
C-crop, okay. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. The winner of the first prize is Ying. I will send her the info. Second prize is Steve. Steve is new. Is a new benefactor, and the third is Michelle.
That's terrific. That's great. Simon, I should say.
And we'll be happy, although you'll have to get a center at home, because maybe it won't transit to Jamaica at the moment, which is where she is at the moment.
If I may, I will substitute a bottle of green ionic mineral for the... I tell you what, Michelle, you have email?
Yes.
All right. You have my email address because I sent you some product.
Yes, I do.
Good. Send me an email and I will give you some choices since I am not able to deliver the liquefied barley grass to Jamaica.
This may not be the right Michelle because I'm not in Jamaica. I'm in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, so sorry.
Michelle George?
Yes, this is Michelle George.
Ying is in Jamaica.
Oh, I'm sorry. Same thing. Ying, do you have my email address?
Ying's not on this call. And Ying usually lives in Austin, Texas. You'll be able to see her there. He's just in Jamaica at the moment.
All right, so I'll have to get in touch with him to find out when I am able to ship to Austin. So I'll need his email address somehow.
It's a her. And I will send you all of those addresses right now.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that, Barry.
Okay, Ron, this is Michelle George, and I'm the one that ordered product from you this week.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
So there'll be no problem at all. It'll ship very soon.
Terrific. Thank you.
Now, on with the show.
On with the show. All right. So, thank you for the question about the arthritis nodule. Because that's a nice segue to the third product, which I call the Volcuzzi system. So, say again. V as in Victor, O as in Omega, L as in Lambda, C as in Charlie, U as in Y-O as in U. Z as in Zambia, another Z as in Zambia, E, Volcuzzi. And what that is, it's a way of creating lymph. Lymph is the is blood plasma, basically. And the blood plasma of a healthy individual has tons of trace minerals in it and some sodium, and if we were lucky, would have some magnesium, but very often does not anymore. Also, the water is heavily clustered. It's what you call biological water. It's the same kind of water that you would get from a lemon if you squeeze a fresh lemon. And you know, the ancient ones knew that if you squeeze the fresh lemon in spring water and leave that in a cool place for several hours, what would happen is that the biological water in the lemon, especially if it's organic lemon that contains dormant, even better, the water would get clustered, and the water would then become very similar to the blood plasma. All right. Well, the Volcuzzi technology is a system that I have installed in the pool in my backyard here in Florida, and it has produced 7,000 gallons of blood plasma. So you can swim in it.
Wow.
And then since there's an attached hot tub, you can heat the water in the hot tub, and you can soak in it for half an hour. And so let me tell you what the benefits of doing that. The first obvious benefit that users report, you know, they're usually guests of my house, is that arthritis pain seem to disappear. They don't disappear forever. They disappear for a couple of days. And but, of course, if you had one of those in your backyard, then fine, they would stay gone. The second benefit that people notice is that if willing to put your face down and then open your eyes in that water and you wear a snorkel mask so that you can breathe without getting your head out of the water. You let your eyes open in that water. After about half an hour of that, the wrinkles disappear from your face. And again, they don't disappear permanently, but they come back after half a week. But if you were to do that twice a week, then they wouldn't come back.
Do you have any pictures?
Not yet. We certainly want to get some.
You bet.
I was a little bit shy to require that from the people who experienced it.
Well, why don't you have somebody take some pictures of you?
Right, exactly. Indeed, I will do that. Thanks for reminding me.
Besides, you could always make it a condition. You could say, well, you get to swim in my pool if you're willing to get photographic documentation.
Right. Absolutely.
You will look pretty good, and you'll want to be photographed anyway, so that's part of the deal.
Another thing that the third obvious thing that people observe is that skin blemishes, things that can become warts and scars and scrapes, have a way of healing at least twice as fast if you spend some time in that bowl. So you could say, well, gee, how much does it cost to do that? And currently, the addition, first of all, the pool arrangement in Florida is a $50,000 thing. And then the modifications to the pool system is another $4,000 or $5,000. So you could say this is not going to be very large sales for quite a while to come. And so there was a lot of motivation to develop a version of that that you could use in a home bathtub. And so we have developed a concentrate that comes in a half-gallon bottle. And then you pour yourself a hot bath, 30 gallons hot bath, which is about the size of most bathtubs. And then you immerse a pump. And it has to be a very substantial pump. A pump that pumps of the order of 1,200 gallons per hour is a pretty substantial pump. And you let the pump run for about 10, 15 minutes on that hot bath. Just a regular pump. Now, no modification to the pump. You can buy the pump for around $70 various places. And then you go do a little exercise before that, and then you come back, and then you get in that hot bath. And by golly, you got it. That's the same as a 7,000-gallon, $50,000 arrangement. So we have a few people experimenting with that system now. And one of these days, we will sell the concentrate, and either sell the pump or... So to finish the question you were asking about calcium nodules, if you add to all the other green ionic mineral and liquefied barley grass and the sea crop, and you add a fourth component, which is a spell in that hot bath, at least twice a week, 20 minutes each time, then, yeah, that will help dissolve the nodules. Because the ormus and the magnesium goes right through the skin. into the joints, and skin is not very thick around the hand joint. That's the story that I wanted to talk about, the Volcuzzi product. Are there questions or comments about that?
Have you told any famous Hollywood stars?
Well, that's a very good question, Barry. And, you know, to use a metaphor, if you want to talk to the king, you have to get by the guards at the entrance to the palace. And in this case, the more famous the star and the older they are and the more they need that, the more tightly they are completely surrounded by medical bodyguards. And these people feel tremendously threatened by any kind of stuff like this. So you have the conundrum that if they don't believe you, they'll tell you to get lost. If they believe you, they're going to send the FDA police to you visiting in the middle of the night and saying that you are performing a medical treatment without proper research credentials.
Uh-huh.
So generally, I stayed away, kind of way.
Well, if somebody knew, for example, William Shatner's daughter or something like that.
Right.
That would work good.
Precisely. What you need is the personal connection.
Yeah. Anybody on this phone know anybody that's famous?
I know Barry Carter.
Not famous enough.
We're all famous.
Well, I would say that, this is John in L.A., I do have contact with people like this, but because they are approached by a lot of people a lot of times. And they,
That's the guardian story, isn't it?
Yeah, and you have to produce for them some very tangible proof right away, or they won't pay any attention. So if you can come up and bring them something that they can immediately believe in, because they see proof of it immediately, then you have something going. And in the meanwhile, it's no point in bringing it up unless you have that. A story about a pool that will remove their wrinkles. That's way too far away from their radar, you know.
Yes.
So to speak. Not to put a damper on the whole thing, but just that's what my experience with these people is.
You're totally right.
Well, you know, that's where those pictures might come in, Ron.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Well, you.
I will do precisely what you recommended.
I'll tell you, Ron. I'll email you at some point, and if you have great pictures of sorts, and feel free to, as we talk, you can email me them, and perhaps at some point we can make something happen. It would be wonderful. I wish you well with it.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We'll talk. Anyway, continue, good people.
Any other questions to Ron about that? Because it just sounds to me like that's a pretty simple deal. Those little pups that you have in your backyard, where do you get them, Ron, and how much of them?
I do not recommend the super inexpensive ones because they are not patented. The least expensive pump that I recommend is around $75, and it's sold in hydroponic supply house.
Okay.
And they are usually good for 600 to 700 gallons per hour.
Doesn't happen to the hydroponic supply pipe ran about a kilometer away from the middle, which
you bet.
Miles.
Yep.
And so if I walk into that shop.
Does somebody have another type of phone on? Because there's a big echo, and then there's a lot of background activity going on, like pounding and echoing. Am I the only one experiencing this?
I'm hearing the same thing.
Hold on a sec. We just got a question about the echo.
I did, Arlene.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I've heard it as well. There's somebody who's listening to this on a speakerphone and working in the room at the same time.
Yeah. Self, if you're on a speakerphone.
If you're on speakerphone but you're muted, will you still hear echoing and all that? Because now I'm on speakerphone, and now I'm
not.
No,
you shouldn't.
Because I had myself muted, but it was just a lot of background noise, somebody pounding, and, you know, it's been going on the whole time. So I don't know how your recording is going to come out.
It sounds a lot better right now.
Speakerphone, and you have muted yourself. We won't hear any echo and background noise from your phone. but you will still be able to hear the call.
Now I can't hear you at all, though, Dennis. You're coming in very low.
Mumble, 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 mumble.
I'll just deal with it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Ron. Could you repeat what you just said? Because it was overlaid with Arlene's comments.
Right. So the Valcuzzi story, which is this hot bath, is much more practical than the outside pool one and requires it's what's called a hydroponic pump that is also good for seawater and that has a capacity of at least 600 gallons per hour.
You know any brands?
Yes. The ones that I like that are not very expensive are MagDrive and Rio and Viasys, V-I-A-S-Y-S.
Great.
Multi-web ordering system for hydroponics. Also, these things are sold for fountains. And here in Florida, many people have saltwater fountains because they like to keep saltwater fish in there, too.
Okay, cool.
Make sense?
Yeah. Makes great
sense. Can I ask a question?
Please do.
Yeah, did I understand you to say that you use the pump before you get in the pool? And could you tell us what the pump does? Thanks.
Oh, yes. You know what homeopathic succussion is? It is the idea that if you water around after putting the medicine in the water, as the elements of the medicine get close to the molecules of the water, the molecules of the water take an imprint of what the medicine was. So the concentrate that I make is prepared using the Volixer raw food processing technology. The concentrate contains astronomical amounts of ormus and very large quantities of hexagonal clustering energy. So when you pour that concentrate in the bath, you're putting a half gallon in a 30-gallon bath. That's a 60 times dilution. If you don't do anything else, the rest of the water will not get clustered. And the way to get the rest of the water to cluster is to circulate that water 10 or 20 times through that pump. And every time the water goes through the pump, the veins of the pump do what's called succussion on the water and transfer the clustering energy into the water. That's my best explanation of it. Does that make sense to you?
Very much, yes.
Yes, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Ron, the stuff that you send out for people to put in the bath to get the cast, in other words, get recirculated around and around and around and get more and more potent, what is that stuff and how much do you charge for it and what do people call it when they want to order it from you?
Right. Thank you. Thank you. We call it Valcuzzi Bath Concentrate, and we charge $20 for a half gallon of it, and that's good for one bath, for one 30-gallon bath. It ships in an aluminum foil wrapped package. It weighs 2 pounds, 4 pounds, excuse me, but it's not heat sensitive, so it can be shipped by FedEx or UPS Ground. It can be even be shipped abroad. It's still good after 3 weeks to a month. Can I give you additional information about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The thing that it doesn't want is it does not want to be boiled. Boiling that thing will drive out what some people call the ormus gas. And if we have time later in the call, we'll do some theory, ormus theory, and then we can readdress that. You can certainly freeze it. Freezing it is absolutely, totally beneficial. The water clustering power is amplified by freezing it. That's about what we know about it right now.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Other questions or comments?
Are there any reactions with the chemicals that are in the water? A lot of water is...
That's a wonderful, excellent question. Basically, there is a scum that forms on the surface of the bath water. And the scum begins to form the minute after you remove the pump. And what that does is it's removing all sorts of things from that. It's removing the live chlorine and many of the contaminants. But even more interesting is that if you spend 20 minutes to half an hour in this bath, what you will discover is that as soon as you get out of the bath water, there is a big, thick, strong yellow ring on the surface of the bath water. And what that's about, it's the old skin lanolin that has been removed from your skin. It is a skin clarifier of the first magnitude. So you have to spend a minute or two washing the bathtub afterwards. Does that begin to give you an idea?
You could, even if you didn't do the treatment, by using that pump, that would then remove the chemicals from the bath. Is that correct?
That's correct. That would remove the chemicals from the bath. But, you know, there is so much sea minerals in the original half gallon that water is not, you can't drink it. It tastes pretty awful. No, it tastes like sea water. In fact, it has a higher mineral concentration, quite a bit higher than the sea water would have. So it's not intended to be anything to drink. If you don't put the minerals of the half gallon in the bath water, just run the pump on a hot bath, nothing's going to happen. The pump does not all by itself remove the contaminants in the tap water. Does that make sense?
Totally. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I have one more product to talk about if people...
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. So the last product I want to talk about is called the Volixer Water Concentrate. And it comes in a 16-ounce bottle, also aluminum foil wrap. You can make up to 32 gallons of the Volixer water with it. Anywhere from 16 gallons to 32 gallons. Now, I need to explain what Volixer water is. And a few years back, I guess a couple of years now, on Barry's website, I put a gadget that can be built for a few dollars with blender part that was called, and it still is called, the blender charge. Its action is related to trap water gadget. And Volixer water is made with a gadget that I sell that I call a Volixer, in which you add some seeding minerals into either spring water or distilled water, and then you run the Volixer on that for a while, 2-3 minutes, depending on which unit, and then this is the water that you drink. Now, when I first made that water, within 8 minutes of drinking that water, I noticed that the slight throbbing in my ankle joint. Remember, the ankle is this ankle joint that had all the calcification in it and was generally very inflamed after walking on it for a few hours. The inflammation went down and the pain reduced, and therefore the mobility of the joint was. And so that's what led me to put the plans for making that thing on Barry's website. And then over time, many people have observed the valuable results from drinking that water. Basically, we had the water tested, and it's very highly clustered. It has a lower line width than any other product ever tested that could be called pure water. You know, bad quality tap water will have a line width of 150 hertz. Good spring water will have a line width of 65 hertz, less than half, and the best that we've ever done was testing around 49 hertz. We lost a lot of credibility because the chemists do not believe in that test anyway. So they said, we don't care if you get 49 hertz because we don't think it's a significant measurement. So we stopped talking about that result. But the people who do have a Volixer are able to observe the improvements in their general state of well. Personally, after drinking that water for a couple of years, my sense of taste has improved to a point where I can put one drop of lots of different stuff in a quart of water, and I can taste. My sense of hearing has improved tremendously. Sometimes I can hear the phone ring in my neighbor's house.
Do you answer it?
I give him a call, and I say, answer your phone. No. So then, in order to experience that water, you need to buy a Volixer. And that, depending on which one you buy, is considered an expensive investment by a lot of people. So what we came up with is concentrate, which is a 16-ounce bottle that has been processing the Volixer raw food processing technology. And you put anywhere from one capful to two capfuls in a quart of water. And then instead of using a pump to do the homeopathic spreading of the vibration, you use a regular kitchen variety blend. Doesn't matter what kind of blender it is. And then you just mix these two, blend it for a couple of minutes, and lo and behold, there is so much energy in there that although the starting water is perfectly clear and the contrary perfectly clear, when you finish blending it, the water now has critical opalescence. What that means is that the water looks cloudy white, but the cloudiness does not go away. There are no solids in there. Everything is dissolved. And it's the closest thing I've ever seen to what's called glacier water.
Wow.
Water that the Hunza have been known to drink for centuries, that they get when the ice on the glacier scrapes down and then melts under pressure and then goes into the stream. I have never been able to do that with anything else except that water. If you, on the average, go for 24 gallons, a 16-ounce bottle of concentrate sells for $30. That is about a gallon and a half. 24 gallons, about $1.50 per gallon. You can certainly start with store-bought distilled water or spring water. And if you are willing to put some real capital in there, the best water in the world to start this with is called Fiji water. Because Fiji water has 200 parts per million of just about every mineral in the world. Because it comes from a volcano in the Fiji Islands. So it is probable that Fiji water is very high, enormous to begin with. And the concentrate is very highly charged, Ormus-wise. And when you blend that in the blender, it develops the Ormus in the Fiji water. Anyway, that's our first product, and it does away with having to buy a Volixer.
What would happen if you proceeded to magnetize that?
That is a very good question. In the context of Ormus, there are very few hard physics tests, and we can talk about that in the discussion later if there's time, the theory discussion. There are very few hard physics tests to say what is the effect on doing this to the Ormus. So you first begin by magnetizing it and then do an anecdotal report. I magnetized it and I saw this in addition to that. You try it, tell me if you see the same thing. And if enough people see enough results, then you scratch your head, try to develop a physics test. Does that make sense?
Being that I do not have an extensive background in physics.
I sure do.
I know that.
Right.
I was just curious.
Right, exactly. No, your question is very appropriate. And, in that context, there is a thing which I call standard physics, and I abbreviate that by the letters S1. There's only one S in standard. And then there is a new kind of science, which I call S2 physics, which is called substratum physics. It's the layers that lie below standard physics. Substratum means the layer below. And S2 physics is a very, very young discipline. I don't know a great deal about it. I'm still scratching my head trying to invent
quantum physics.
It turns out that S2 physics is a layer that is under current-day quantum physics. Even
string theory and membrane theory, then, is what you're talking about.
Precisely. You got it. You're right in there. It's at the level of string theory and membranes, at that level where it comes. And it brings with it some new consideration of quantum physics that had not been allowed. You know, we may talk about it later if there's time, but right now, the most astounding thing about in consciousness and out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in S1 physics, even quantum physics, well, now people are waffling. Before quantum physics, people would say, well, you know, if you let physics build chemistry, and if you let chemistry build biology, and if you let biology build psychology, then maybe you can explain consciousness at that fourth and deepest level. And nowadays people say, oh, well, no, actually, if you do quantum physics, you can explain consciousness right away. But it's not very convincing what they claim is an explanation to consciousness. Well, if you do S2 physics, the consciousness enters unequivocally at the very out. And it's so astounding that it, at the outset it says that the structure of the physical theory is predicated on the existence of consciousness to observe it with their imagination. In other words, it says that what we used to call objective reality, you know, the reality of objects, ain't objective after all.
Oh, Ron, that's not very objective.
right, exactly. I'm being totally subjective in my comment about objective reality. In other words, there's only subjective reality ever, anywhere. And that ties in with the issue of manifestation. Mr. Conference Manager, I have two more topics in there. One of them is called Ormus Legend, and the other one is called Ormus Theory Discussion.
Let's just hound this track of Ormus a bit, because one of my favorite hobby horses. You tell us about that machine that was developed as well.
Right.
Measure it.
You betcha. All right. Let me talk about that. There is a Hungarian scientist by the name of Egely, E-G-E-L-Y, who in 1990 invented a little gadget, and it sells for around $150. I have one in my kitchen. And then what it is, it's a very sensitive bearing. There's an aluminum wheel that is suspended on that bearing so that it can rotate very easily. And then it has a lot of little sharp sawtooth at the edge of the aluminum wheel. And then there's a battery and some electronic circuit, and what the electronic circuit does is it measures how fast the wheel is spinning by just having these light rows light up. You know, the faster it spins, the higher the light, goes on. So the calibration is that an average person with an average psychic ability, they call it, will score 100 on that wheel, and that and then the highest they have ever measured is a 400, and a few people have busted beyond the 400, but very far. All right. So how do you use the machine? What you do is you place your hand with your fingers wrapped around the wheel, but not touching. So maybe your fingers are, you know, half an inch from the wheel, and then you let the tip of your finger point at these sawtooth. And now you start thinking about, you think what direction you would like the wheel to turn into. Would you like to turn it away from the tip of your finger, or would you like to turn it in the direction into your fingers? And the average person can get the wheel to turn in their chosen direction with a score of about 100. You know, it's about one turn every 2 seconds. And then you can put a piece of glass. You can prevent air currents from reaching. And you can do all the ordinary things that you would do to try and prove that this is not a fake. And then the great gurus, the ones that have reputations for being psychics, they'll bust the 400 mark. So what was my test? Well, what I would do is I'd get up in the morning, and then I would wrap my hand around the little wheel, and then I would get it up to maybe 150, 175. And then I would have the biggest Ormus breakfast that I could imagine getting that I liked, right? And 10 minutes later, I would wrap it around, and they would go to 200, 225. I came to the conclusion that there is something about Ormus that allows you to manifest your thought more elegantly and more easily. So that's an observation. The theory of S2 science that I have tends to support that, tends to point in that direction. And that is around the same direction that the book and the DVD called The Secret point. They say that I attract what I think about. In other words, it says that we create our own reality. In other words, it's saying that we manifest what we put energy into.
Yeah.
So that's my story about the Eggily Wheel.
Can I ask you a little bit about that, Ron? Since you've got it in your kitchen, you probably use it fairly regularly.
Yeah.
And so therefore you had the ability to track your rising and falling ability to make that thing spin fast or slow.
Yeah.
So what tends to make it spin faster for you?
Right. That's an excellent question. When the sky is blue in the morning, no wind, I get up early, do a little bit of exercise to get myself in shape, awaken, eat a good breakfast, and then wrap my hand around the wheel and then look at the blue sky and saying, the blue sky is helping me manifest what I want. And that's the highest reading I've ever gotten was 295. I've never been able to go up to 400 yet.
So nearly three times the average.
Merely three times the average, right. So I don't think it's in my karma to completely go out of the ordinary physiology just yet.
Well, you can't argue with what someone believes about themselves.
Yeah, that's correct. In my conversations with my higher self, the recurrent theme is that my higher self does not want me to deviate too strongly from the consensus at this time, but rather my, shall we say, my destiny is to bring the consensus along with me. In other words, to share what I already know that's already good stuff.
Okay, cool.
And let the
future. I have a question for you, Ron. Have you used any of your products and somehow found a correlation between how you can up your score on this machine using your product?
Right. The best I've done in that direction is before and after consuming enormous breakfast.
Mm. And so would you say belly grass or
25-30% improvement after breakfast? Mm. I know that at night, when it's dark outside and I'm tired, boy, I can't even touch 200.
So you've got down as far as only twice the normal ability, huh? That's pretty poor.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of lost interest in that machine after a while. And I started, I started buying books on business development. That's what I'm doing these days. I'm reading all the books on business development I can find.
And did that slow down the spinning?
Let's say that it hasn't gotten any better. There doesn't seem to be a strong correlation between being a good businessman and spinning that wheel faster.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to do this experiment with you, Ron. I'll ring you and I'll take you through the shower power exercise that I do. And then I want to see your immediate results straight after that, where you can make it spin faster. And I bet you'll be able to make that spin a lot faster.
I would certainly be ready, willing, and able to believe that. Then.
Mm.
Cool.
Well,
just a little personal fascination. Any other questions about the machine? Because I got questions if no one else has got any. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd just build on what my intention was in that question that I just gave you. This is John, by the way. It is my impression that the woman that spoke before, she was part of the project that measured the amplitude, if you will, of the brain waves after taking the barley grass. And it is my impression that these would correlate to the strength of your intention, depending upon how you are, how you are working in that area. So it would be interesting, perhaps, to see how much your intention is fortified or not by using, say, the barley grass, which then strengthens certain, measurable activities. Like after 30 minutes, you said it would score higher, and then to see how that machine with its intention would be affected by your product. That was my idea, but that was just a little idea. So let's move right along.
About the machine, because I can think of a few. Okay, well, in the absence of questions from out there, Ron, have you done experiments
say it again.
Have you done any experiments, as an example, you don't have barley grass for a few days or a week and notice your before and after, your personal before and after with taking your barley grass juice and the other products? In other words, have you tested before and after using the machine as, a,
right.
as an immediate feedback device on how it strengthens your intention?
Thank you.
Somebody's laughing there.
Yes. Yeah, he was just kind of simplifying what I was trying to say.
I have not done quite that experiment, Dennis, but it has happened a couple of times that I went on the trip and didn't bring any of my products with me. And by the time my joints were starting to creak, so my general state of well-being was not as good as when I left for the trip.
Okay, but did you test yourself in the machine to see what kind of intentional ability you had as a result of you not taking the products that you make? When you, you know, did you test your ability to intend and that machine to give you feedback at that point?
Yeah, that's that. And no, I did, and that's the thing to do, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want a baseline for yourself, so then you can take your own products and gloat. This is an essential part of promotion, buddy. You need to have those kind of stories all lined up. Took my amazing product. I was made that machine spin like it was just on steroids.
Right. Let me give you a little story around that you'll appreciate.
Before you start, Ron, every time you hear the beep beep, those words were covered up.
So repeat what was covered up by the beep beep.
There you go.
Thank you. A little story around the long-distance effects of that machine. The man who invented the machine said that he once met a guru from India, and the guru looks at the machine and says, "Oh, you mean you have to have your finger close to it?" And Egeli says, "Yes." And this guy goes straight across the room and points a finger maybe 10 feet away from the machine at the wheel, and he says, "Which direction do you want it to turn?" And then within 5 seconds, the wheel was busting 400 at 10 feet from the guy. Egeli says he has never been able to do anything close to that. Personally, when I look at my ability to create a business situation in which I can decrease the production costs for these products.
Get off me. Go in the bedroom.
Yeah, get off her. Go in the bedroom.
Excuse me. My daughter just bounces right on me. I thought I was muted. Sorry.
All right. All right. So then the question is, when it comes to intention, the idea of the distance from me is relevant. If my intention is to affect my physical reality 1 foot away from me, that requires a different kind of intention as the one I need to attract an investor who will be willing to put $5 million into a project. What I am focusing my intention on is creating such investors, and the direction I'm using to that is to read the business book and to consume as much of this, you might call, organic ormus as I find appropriate. I don't know, does that help in the context of the Egeli wheel?
It does. And have you ever tested it? Let's say, you know, there's quite a few good ormus makers out there. Have you ever tested it with, like, other people's ormus and taking their ormus and go, okay, let's just get the feedback from the wheel. Here's my before, and then take their ormus, and here's my after. Does it make any difference? This would be a great way to test other ormus makers' material on yourself, wouldn't it?
It sure would be, and I've had an opportunity or two to add other people's ormus into the hydroponic feeding solution, and I did observe reactions in myself within a few minutes, but I never did again put it on the machine to do the test you say. So my suspicion is that there would be a response.
Hell yeah, and where can we get our hands on such a machine? Because I'm now officially fascinated.
Right. I think you go on the web and you do a Google search on Egeli, E-G-E-L-Y.
E-G-E-L-Y.
Right, and then you'll find the website of the man who developed it and a bunch of other places that sell it at various prices.
So how much did you buy it for?
Pardon me?
How much did you buy it for?
I paid $150 plus shipping for mine.
Oh, man, I'll pay that any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful instrument.
Putting Eagerly into a Google search, it brings up the Eagerly Wheel Vitality Meter, the very first hit.
Yep, that's the one.
I want it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's even a video on the top side.
Oh yeah, I mean it's for real. This is not a cheat. This is one of the few places where you can observe the physical consequences of a higher vitality.
Mate, I'm all over this like a cheap suit.
There's a lot.
As long as it's not a cheap lawsuit.
Yeah. I'm watching it on video at the moment, and E-G-E-L-Y, just in a Google search, will show you a video of this thing working. Far out. This is my new toy.
Oh,
right. This is like an immediate feedback on a whole bunch of stuff that you can do. You know, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, all the other metaphysical practices you can do before and after and all this kind of stuff.
Dennis?
Yeah.
We're pushing 2.5 hours now.
Okay, then we better wrap it up because, well, let's give it another, say, quarter of an hour, yeah?
Or we could
Sounds good.
Ron back for another call.
Let's have Ron back. That's if you've got any more words, Ron.
Yeah, there's more words, right. There's a whole section on the Ormus legend and the Ormus theory that we haven't begun to talk about.
Let's do that.
And if you will be so, if maybe you will be so kind to do some of these experiments and bring us the results next time we hear from you, Ron, that would be lovely.
Absolutely. Great. So give me a couple of months.
I have one question before we get off. It's just a practical question on Ron's.
A couple of weeks, then I'll take it.
Okay, one more question.
Yes. I went to restoringnature.com to look for some of the Ormus products, the green barley liquefied, and I came up with MMP Solutions products. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Is it that you haven't posted the green barley?
Right.
Okay.
It's been posted yet.
Okay. So if I contact you, is there, I haven't looked thoroughly enough to see if there's a contact me. Is there a way to contact you through the website? Okay, so I can still get some of the products that you mentioned, even though they're not currently listed on your website.
Right.
Good.
If I give you my email address, will you send me an email, and I will send you a bunch of PDF files that.
Very good, because I'm also interested. I've been in this field for quite some time and quite familiar with the Eagerly Wheel and a number of things you mentioned, but I'm interested in using the Ormus in agriculture and healing as well, and I'm just sort of getting into this whole area very seriously. So I'd like to get your email address, please. I'm ready, finally.
All right. R-O-N-C-U.
What after N? C as in cat?
C as in cat.
Okay.
U as in epsilon. S as in Sam. S as in Sam. O as in omega. One word, Ron Cousson.
Okay.
At Earthlink, EARTHLINK, earthlink.net.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoyed it all.
You bet. My pleasure.
So listen, let's wind it up then because I've got to get out of here.
All right. I want to thank everybody that participated. It's been a pleasure for me, the things that excite me, and I look forward to another opportunity.
Thank you, Ron.
And thank you, Barry, for creating all of that, and thank you, Dennis, for manifesting it.
Hey, thank you so much, Ron. We appreciate
it. A second call in a couple of weeks on our usual mid-month time?
I'm easy. Whatever works for you, Dennis.
Well, can you or not?
All right. So the thing, I have to look at my schedule. It'll be very busy in the second half of August.
Okay.
So let me look at the schedule and get back to you one way or the other as to when that would work for me.
Yeah, just drop me an email and let me know. And thank you very much for being on the call, buddy. You've been quite fascinating.